from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Off the Top was presented to you by JP Roofing and Siding. It was a rundown of what we were going to do all show. Fan Twitter, which is what? Just at 93.7 The Fan, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. There are two ways you can always interact with the show. And they are the fan text line, which is 412. Wait, 928-9370.
That's right.
Okay,
yes,
there we go. 412-928-9370. That's the fan text line. It's brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And of course, you can also call us on the fan hotline. Presented by Sullivan Super Service, providing trusted plumbing and HVAC service for over 50 years. Our Steelers coverage here was brought to you by Bet365. All right. So we have been talking about the Steelers, obviously, for the better part of the show. And coming up at the top of the hour, don't we have Brian Batko, the Post-Gazette, to break it down even further for us?
Yes, we do.
We will take a look at the final preseason game, which is Saturday at 1 o'clock. Do you find that weird?
Yeah, a little bit surprising. Like, first of all, that all three games are on Saturdays.
All right.
And I don't understand 1 o'clock. Like, I don't know. Whatever. It is what it is. I'll be watching. Not much more than that.
I'll have to watch it on tape delay. Why do you think I'll have to watch it on tape delay?
Oh, I'll actually have to do that too, because I'll be doing the high school football social media stuff.
I'll have to tape it and watch it. Why do you think I'll have to tape it and watch it? What else is going to be on around that same time that I will be very interested in?
Florida State.
That's right. Florida State, Georgia Tech, they are playing the opener of the college football season, I think, right? There's not a Friday night game this year.
In Dublin.
And they are in Dublin, Ireland. And so that should be a lot of fun. Now, here's my question. I was trying to figure this out. This is that week zero stuff, right?
Yeah. Because not a lot of teams are playing this weekend.
I was going to say, from what I can gather, there's only four games. Am I missing something?
No, you're not. Most of the games all start next week. I guess it's just a preference thing, and sometimes Notre Dame likes to play a week beforehand, and there's nothing, I don't think there's anything other than the game in Ireland or in Dublin. But yeah.
Well, that's not necessarily true. I'll tell you why. You get to see the debut of ACC member SMU is playing.
They're playing Nevada.
Yes. Montana State versus New Mexico.
And then Delaware State is playing Hawaii.
Yes.
At midnight.
Yes.
Saturday night into Sunday.
But I will have to watch the Steeler game, or I'll just have to do the double screen thing. Watch the Steeler game, you know.
You see NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV is offering like $650 to watch. I think it's that and also multi-view. You can watch multiple games at once on there.
Yeah.
Basically like Red Zone.
Yeah. And then I think I'm going to the Pirate game on Saturday. So it could be a day full of sports.
That sounds like a fun time.
And, you know, we will also do the PaulZeiss.com golf tour first thing in the morning.
You're going to the Pirates Hall of Fame to cheer Barry Bonds.
Yes, I am. I might even give him a standing O.
Oh. What about Leland and Manny Sanguian? Will they get the same treatment?
I'll give them a standing O. How about that?
Everyone, a standing O for everyone.
Everybody gets a trophy. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. And listen to the Starkey's Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com contesting page. What were the cards of the week this week? It was Barry Bonds and Leland, right?
Yeah, Bonds and Leland were the cards, and I think it was a Barry Bonds rookie card.
And he threw in Manny Sanguina,
that's
right, as well.
Honored the entire Pirates Hall of Fame class.
Yeah, it's just amazing to me how much cards can be worth.
Yeah, and I asked Jeff off air the equivalent of baseball cards and football cards, like how much of it is cited on the factors of baseball cards and how much they're worth and what people crave the most. And he said years ago it was like 80-20 in favor of baseball cards. And now that gap continues to shrink and football cards are becoming more and more valuable. It's not that the value of baseball cards is completely decreasing. It's that the value of football cards and other cards is going up significantly. So that was interesting to learn about.
Absolutely. It's one of those things where, you know, I watch Pawn Stars a lot. Do you ever watch the show Pawn Stars? It's amazing, like, some of the baseball cards that come through the door, what they actually are worth.
Is Chumley still there on Pawn Stars?
Yes, he is. Chumley. I mean, it's amazing, just like all the reality TV shows, right? Just like, what was the one, Storage Wars?
Oh, right? I love Storage Wars.
If you notice, like, take a look at, like, the first season of those shows, and, you know, like, Chumley's like this fat, frumpy mullet guy, you know, and what's his name? Big Hoss
and, you know, Rick.
But as they're on these shows, they all start to get like plastic surgeries and lose weight, and, you know what I mean, get false teeth that are, you know, bright. They all start to like look like TV stars by the time they're in the third or fourth season.
What about Storage Wars? Remember Hester?
Yes.
The guy that went, yup, every time he bit on something?
There was him. There was Brandy, you know.
Yeah, Brandy and like, Jared, I think it was.
Brandy, who was like, you know, just sort of like a you know, mom-looking figure of the first season. By the, like, the third season, she looked like a porn star, you know what I'm saying?
And then there was that older guy who bought up all the lockers that made no sense that anybody wanted, and then there'd be a gem worth $25,000 in it.
Yeah, yep. So my point was, if you watch Pawn Stars a lot, that's amazing how much those baseball cards and football cards and things and such can be worth.
Yeah.
Because
astronomically high prices.
Yeah. And it's amazing. So if you're ever driving around Cranberry and you just are interested in sports memorabilia, you should stop at the Baseball Card Castle. Have you been there? You've been there, right?
Baseball Card Castle. Yeah, yeah. I've not had the chance to go out there yet. I've looked at the website and a lot of the memorabilia on social media, but I've never been to the actual card castle.
You live on the other side of town, but
right? I'm saying
if you're out that way, it's worth it to stop in that store.
Oh, I want to go and just go out of my way to make a journey out
there.
It's
incredible. Like I was walking to the back of it the one day. He's got like a garbage can full of like bats that are signed by like random pirates, and you know what I mean? Like someone that's like a real pirate fan that wants to do a deep dive on like signed bats from, you know, guys from the teams that maybe were not so good.
Yeah.
Like he's got a garbage can full of them, you know, like not that it's in the garbage, but I mean like, you know, he's got a bin or a barrel full of like these bats that are signed by, you know, I don't want to say it's quite as bad as like Matt Diaz, but you know what I mean? Guys like that.
I've always wanted something Clemente signed. That's always been like the number one thing on my list. Well, now you're paying like $50,000 to get that.
A lot of money for that.
Which means I'll never end up getting it. But there's actually at PNC Park today, I think there's a museum on wheels that is bringing a Roberto Clemente bat that you can hold outside PNC Park today. I'm going to go down there and check it out.
Yeah.
Hopefully there won't be as long of a line.
Right.
But I want to go check it out. I want to see what they got. I got a couple emails about it.
Well, again, I mean, that's basically stuff like that is always really cool.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.